This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
I'm Gady.
That's Mikas over there. The podcast goes up on YouTube as well, so Mikas is in charge of filming. You look good tonight, Mikas. We'll get back to that. Dave the Brit edits and Charlie fact checks. They are in the room as well. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got the Chocolates. That's a win. Skin, start us off. Oh, and hang on a second. Happy birthday to Skin. What about that?
Yeah, exciting stuff.
Nicely done. Very well lived.
Yep. Still going.
That's nice. Seems like only yesterday you were 25.
Yeah.
Tonight, I hope your buddy birthday's as special as you are, Skin.
Thanks. Really appreciate it.
We could go for these gags all the time, but they're only relevant for today, unfortunately. And also, by the time you're listening to this on Thursday,
it's not my birthday.
It's not his birthday anymore. Yeah. So you're 4 days late. Bad luck.
Yeah.
But get your birthday wishes in anyway. But tell us your story, Skin.
All right, can do. Story is essentially, I wish I never let myself get so sloppy, basically.
Oh, nice.
And sloppy like fitness sloppy or sloppy drunk sloppy?
Fitness sloppy, actually, because, yeah, right. I've told a drunk story before, haven't I, as well? That went poorly. fitness sloppy. I've definitely, it's been a while since I've hit a gym or any sort of exercise, really.
It was the fact that you say hit a gym.
And we also don't condone violence on this podcast. Yeah,
all right, sorry to all the gyms out there, great people.
Actually, Jim's quite a nice fella.
And fantastic mower for more.
All right, yes, but you hit the gym.
Yeah, so it's been a little while. I've definitely noticed in a few places playing cricket, if I have to run a three, it's tough work these days. But I thought I was sort of getting away with it. I still felt like I looked the same, and I was like, wow, I must just have a really high metabolism or something. Like, I haven't really put on that much weight. And then Eloise signed us up for a free trial at a gym, so I've been hitting the gym all week.
Can you stop saying
that? I've been going to the gym all week.
If you are listening to the podcast and it's your first time, we don't normally speak like this. I don't know what.
And also, if you say I'm going to a gym, and then League and I can also do the classic gay, he's a nice fella gym.
Okay, all right, sorry. Anyway.
That's your last warning. Right, yeah. If you say hitting the gym again, I'm cutting this story off.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, so I went to the gym for the first time on Tuesday night and walked in. They've got some scales, thought, oh, weigh myself, see how I'm going. Stepped on them, went over to Eloise. They felt a bit wonky as well. It just didn't feel right. So I went over to Eloise and I was like, I'm pretty sure those scales have to be wrong. Like, that can't be right. I was quite shocked at what it read back to me. And so asked her to go put like a 10 kilo weight on the scales to see if it was correct. And it came back as 10.0. So it was perfect. And I was in fact 12 kilos heavier than I last was.
You really don't. Yeah. Look, it obviously goes straight to your toe or something.
But
Prince Albert piercing is going to be a lot harder than what we envisioned.
Yeah, that's obviously added a few kilos, all those attachments as well. But then, anyways,
I wonder if it felt wonky.
Anyways, and then today's my birthday, and I thought, I thought I'd been getting away with it. Mum gave me a pack to help me get back into my fitness, protein powder and nutrition bars and things. I was like, okay, so clearly I'm not flying under the radar as much as I thought.
Yeah, so Mikas and I were sitting here, we were editing in that room. And then,
were you editing or were you telling stupid jokes to each other for 6 hours?
Well, come on, man. The two aren't mutually exclusive. but we were sitting in there, weren't we? We were looking at each other, and Mum gets home from work and walks up to Skin and goes, okay, here's what I got you for your birthday. And it's this fitness pack to just get you back on track. And we're like, looking at each other, like, holy hell. Not really, not exactly a happy birthday.
happy birthday, Skin. Hit the fucking road.
So yeah, that was very well put from Mum. But I feel like that maybe the athletic ability / fitness is running in the family at the moment, actually, because I went to Skin's last Wednesday to edit as well. Because we're on the tools a lot.
You guys are busy. Yeah.
So I went to edit and I was walking in, having a little backpack featuring laptop. It looked like I was going to school. Parked on the street, jumped over the gutter to walk to Skin. I've taken one step onto the grass outside his house, rolled my ankle, just like falling over, flat strap. And I like thought I'd sort of like, you know, it actually really hurt. So I was like lying on the ground and my first instinct is to go, no one's seen that, have they? Looked around, bloke sitting on his balcony. It's like, just staring at me. Look back towards Skin's house. He's peering down over the balcony. He's like, what are you doing?
You drunk?
Like, literally just laying on the ground in agony. I've just rolled my ankle on like the best grass ever. Oh, shit. So I don't think we're killing it with athletic ability, unfortunately. Yeah. But yeah, let's get on to joke of the week. Anyone got it? Jeez, we get a lot sent in. We do get a lot sent in. And thank you so much for sending them in. You can do it either verbally or writtenly.
Wow.
Verbally or linguistic. No, don't worry about it. Just either write them in or speak them in. Yeah. Oh, my God. Heavens. It's brought to you by Better Beer, although they're probably not proud of it. No,
they've actually just quit.
I actually have shouldered arms for this. No,
that's unlucky.
Anyway, sent in by Bruce. Here you go.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. So I've got a joke for you. I built a model of Mount Everest, and my son asked, is that to scale? I said, no, it's to look at. Goaty stinks.
This Bruce is like a real dickhead.
He really does, doesn't he? Yeah. It's weird. He didn't mention anything about doing a challenge or anything, which I was expecting.
When's his next trip to Bali?
So there's your answer to that question. Migas thought that he could do such a good fake voice that you would never notice that it was him.
It only took three words.
Well, there you
was
go.
It Goaty stinks?
Yeah, the last three. Well, that's weird.
Skinner, you got a little written one to give us as well?
Yeah, I do. Sorry, one moment.
I'm sorry.
Have a swiggy. You better be, mate. It's your birthday, buddy. Cut yourself some slack today.
Yeah. Sorry, I was a bit off guard there.
Make sure you have a protein shake after this, though.
Do some sit-ups.
Yeah.
Are you on delay?
You all right?
Yeah.
We're actually ringing a guy from Perth soon, which is ironically where Skin also is at the moment.
Proper switched off there. Anyway, written joke sent in by Rick's brother, last name Ashley.
Good, very good. Hey, that is good.
That is good.
Pretty rough joke. What do you do if a bird shits on your head? Probably don't take her on a second date.
Oh, I've heard that. Okay. So, Skin. Because it's your birthday.
We'll let you off.
We give you some leeway, excuse the pun, and go anyway. but that stinks. Literally.
It would stink, yeah.
I've never heard that either.
Holy.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard any jokes? Yeah.
No good ones, clearly.
Old mate Bruce over there has had no idea, does he?
That's good. What do you call Batman after he just got beat up? And he goes, what? Bruce Wayne.
I've heard that one.
Have you?
Yeah. Of all the ones you've heard. Anyway, let's move on to this actually, Skin, due to your unfortunate sort of outcome when you dabbled with the odds game.
Yes.
I started to sort of think, I wonder who else has had a rough experience playing the odds game. And I've got a few. It's more common than you would think. And we had quite a few, like, sort of, I guess, questions when we put up that video on social media saying, what is this basically? Is this an Australian thing? Like, who plays this? I think when we did it that night, that episode 170, if you don't know what we're talking about, if you're new to listening, Skin basically, what are the odds of you getting a Prince Albert piercing was the question that you were posed with. And we both landed on 27. Or you gave odds of 1 in 50. We both landed on 27. Mm. And therefore, Skin, in theory, has to go and get that done. You are having second thoughts about it now on account of something happened throughout the week, didn't it?
Yeah, throughout the week we got an email from a surgeon from the UK strongly urging me not to go through with it because he has amputated someone's piercing. someone's penis after they got a piercing.
Oh, my days.
So that wasn't great.
That's not what you need to write.
No, no, it's a real buzzkill.
Yeah, and if you want to kill our buzz, you can also email in.
So that made me quite nervous. Then we got another email today in relation to this segment, someone also strongly urging me not to do with it. And he just had a story about the odds game. He saw someone lose and dip their hand into a deep fryer.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Hang on. We're not telling you to dip your Bruce in.
No. Yeah, no. I shan't be doing
but
that.
But what are the odds?
Yeah. One in infinity.
Okay, well, boring.
27.
God damn it. I always know. anyway, so it turns out that the odds game, for those that, if you've never played it, basically that's what happens. You would essentially come up with like a stupid thing, like, you know.
Well, normally it's like neck a beer. Yeah. Like if you're at the pub or something like that, what are the odds of you finishing your beer in one sip?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, one in whatever, give the odds. Yeah. Someone counts down 3, 2, 1 and bang, off you go. Mm. It's weird. I just assumed for some reason that everyone played it, but apparently in other countries, like, not such a big thing. However, there are plenty of stories and experiences where people have found themselves in reasonably sticky situations similar to you, Skin.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
There you go. First one comes from LJ, who was beaten by his mate when they both hit 47 out of 100, mm-hmm. and he had to eat a used urinal cake.
Oh, no.
Is that worse?
I don't know.
That's up there, I reckon. That's pretty ordinary.
Yeah.
That's pretty ordinary.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
No.
And I wouldn't be giving 1 in 100. Mikus would have given 1 in 5.
Yeah.
If you do play this game, you want to play
the question I guess you have to ask Mikus is that vegan? A urinal cake?
Yeah, 100%.
That is it? A
well, actually, it depends. Actually, it doesn't matter.
What's in a urinal cake? Because it's soap or
hooves? I think it's honey, which is the grey area already.
Yeah, we'll let it slide.
Oh, yeah.
Egg yolks.
We also saw there was a nipple piercing on a 1 in 50, went through with it, and the piercing went through as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has not his nipple amputated yet? Has
it? No. It was actually a surgeon in the UK.
That's hit in a deep fryer either.
No. This came from Fly Like a Bertie.
Nice.
Genius. Yeah. Eating a whole raw potato like an apple during swim practice. What's your thoughts on eating a whole raw potato? I don't know.
I reckon it'd be pretty gross.
Yeah.
I think it'd be
not ideal.
No. What were the odds?
Of me doing it? Or what? No, they didn't say.
Didn't
get the details,
definitely
sorry.
Preferable over a urinal cake.
I think 25, I reckon. That's a nice number.
Yeah,
Yeah, 25.
Again, like you're not gaining a lot out of doing it. So it's more just like for the fun of it, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, just to keep everyone happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Raw potato.
Making an interesting game. That was what I was trying to do. Mm-hmm. Didn't think it'd be that interesting, but.
No, mate, we got 12 weeks of content out of it, mate. Well done.
Yeah, it was interesting. And then from A. Breno, I had to drink a pot glass full of fireball shots on a 1 in 10 odds game.
See, 1 in 10 stupid.
That is stupid for a fireball shot. Yeah. A pot? Skin would have done a pint.
No.
Oh, yeah, that stinks as well. Andrew, my mate, went with a 1 in 20 to be hit with a stun gun. He lost and really ruined his day. Dumbass.
Yeah.
I've never been hit with a stun gun, but I assume that's not great either.
No, it doesn't look like a lot of fun.
No.
Is that the same as a taser?
Yep.
Is it? So.
Thank you, Charlie. Nice.
But again, why 1 in 20? Like, what are these people doing?
Getting stunned.
Okay.
Very good. Sense.
Yeah. Shocking.
Mm. Well, yes.
Yes. Did you do that on purpose?
Yes, that was on purpose.
Oh, really?
Oh, look
Skin,
at him.
I'm absolutely stunned.
Yeah, he's on purpose. Holy dooly. That's a real zinger, Skin.
Just got something from Charlie. Urinal cakes are made of organic compound, and that was all I got to read before it left.
Okay, cool.
Hopefully it's vegan. That's what he meant. Mm-hmm. Cocky Looper. Cocky Looper.
I'm sorry?
I assume it's Lockie Coop. Yeah, anyway, Cocky Looper. Had to drink a wine glass full of olive oil that also is not cool.
Oh, and awful for... Yeah, that would be bad for your insides, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Yeah, I imagine. You'd probably have to hit the...
Go to the gym. Mate, I know you're angry about drinking, but you don't have to hit anybody, please.
From Danny... Having to drive a 7-hour round trip hungover to a theme park with the lads, 4 a.m. decision.
Oh, theme parks, muscle dust, honestly.
I don't mind. I used to like Wet n Wild for a while.
Yeah, but like for how old are you?
Yeah, true. That was 14 years ago.
That's been a while.
Yeah. No, I've been probably not big on theme parks.
Okay.
No, I must. Continue.
You live on the Gold Coast, though.
So?
That's the home of the theme parks. Yeah.
It's the same distance from here.
Mm.
You say that.
Would you rather go to SeaWorld or Bali?
Bali.
Okay.
Would you rather go to SeaWorld or... Dreamworld.
Dreamworld.
And I'm just going to go through the rest of them as well. So just get ready. No, I'm not. And then this one from Cliff. Cliff Stone, leave no stone unturned. Mm-hmm. The other thing he had to turn was his bare ass to the bowling machine.
Oh, that would have hurt.
That would hurt a lot.
Oh.
And it reminds me of a time when I first arrived in Adelaide, we weren't very good at cricket. And so they did like this punishment. Carl Micken, who we've actually had on the podcast many like long ago, he came up with this system for punishments of like for the worst player on the day, or not really worst player on the day, but just like someone who did something dumb. Mm-hmm. You would have to roll the dice or two dice, and each number was had like a corresponding punishment. Mm-hmm. And one of them would be like stand up and randomly sing the national anthem at presentation. And like there were just all these like random ones. Like, and one of them was a nude net, and I rolled it in my first year.
That's unlucky.
It was horrific. And like there would be literally like some of the boys would come to training and be like, oh, I'm just a bit sore from the weekend, mate, can't bowl. As soon as I went down there nude, somehow they'll find it.
All of a sudden Sean Tate rocked up.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Didn't you just have like ropey turf decks as well?
What? Yeah, they were bad, real bad to bat on a Tuesday. And you would get hit everywhere. You're allowed to wear a jock strap and shoes.
Oh, I was going
to. A jock strap's fine. You got to cover your zard.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, so protective equipment, but you're still like bare ass. Mm. Like, yeah, you were.
Well, in your case, you'd have to wear a pad, though, of course, obviously. Yeah. It's like a cricket pad. Sorry, right. That's, yeah. Cool. It came out terribly, obviously. Oh, shit. Disappointing.
Bad luck, mate. That's fine.
That's unlucky.
That is. One thing that definitely caught my attention when I was rolling through the responses from the Chalkies, tattoos. Common theme. People very happy to sort of flirt with the odds game when it came to getting tattoos. And one response in particular, it did in fact catch my attention, probably more than the others. And that was from Alex Miles, hit a 1 in 40 for matching you win some, you lose some tattoos. And I thought that is a story because there was an accompanying picture as well. Won't try and say that word again.
Accompanying. How are you going tonight with your pronunciations?
Accompanying. Yeah. The picture was sent through as well. So I thought, you know, I can't do it justice. Alex will have to jump on the phone and tell us about it. Alex, have we got you there?
Yeah, mate. How you doing, boys?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Very well. Thanks, mate. And you're actually miles away from us as well, aren't you? You're in Perth.
Yeah, I expected that one.
Yeah. Alex, how far exactly did you have to go to get these tattoos?
Miles, mate, miles.
Oh, great. So that's what we're looking for. I'll tee it up. You hit it off the tee, mate. Yeah.
Alex, any of your mates call you like any other sort of, you know, metric unit of measurement by any chance just to mix it up sometimes?
Oh, yeah, kilometres.
Yeah.
Because I'm AM as well. I get PM, get all that.
Yeah, nice. Dude,
that's genius. Beautiful. I would never have thought the AM, PM thing.
No, per hour, maybe.
Anyway, let's maybe get on to the story. Yes. Alex, your odds game lost, mate. I mean, it's probably not Prince Albert. Like, well, it's pretty close, really, isn't it? You tell the story.
It's still permanent.
I mean, it's probably way worse. Yeah. Oh, Prince Albert's probably way worse, I'd say.
Yeah.
But at least temporary.
I mean, potentially.
Sure.
Whatever floats your boat.
No, you tell us, mate.
So me and my mate, Friday night, few beers, I thought we'd go down the cast for a bit, you know, bit of a punt maybe. Mm. As the night goes on, I was probably, you know, 300 down, so I was having a bad night. He was 300 up.
This would have made it better.
Yeah. Yep. So he was probably, you know, I'm down, he was up. And I looked at him and goes, oh, well, that's how it goes, you know, you win some, you lose some. You immediately locked eyes.
Oh.
And he goes, odds on getting that tattooed on you. Oh, yeah. 40. And then, yeah, he went, I think I was 13, and he went 27, so added up. All right, matching tattoos, here we go.
Wait, you went.
13, 27 equals 40. Oh. No, a little variation number.
So you went the variation rules where you had to go.
Yeah, I've never played that. I saw it heaps in the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, we play that. If you add up to the number, you both do it. So.
Yeah,
that was the first big one that caught us out. So,
he was trying to get you, Alex, but you because you got the add up, he also had to get it.
Yeah. So then we kind of went, oh, shit.
So if
you matching
two,
tattoos now.
If you two both went 25 the other night, you would have both have to get the old Zard.
Oh, fuck,
that's close.
Imagine if Skin went 23.
Redraw. Yeah.
Nah.
End of the numbers again as well.
I'm happy to just spectate for this one, which is equally weird. But, Alex, judging by, so did you go and do that like straight away or did you have to go like next day? Hot, like, because I assume you were fairly boozy that night. Did you then have to sort of back it up?
Yeah, we'd indulge in some refreshments. So it was
very well put.
It was the next morning kind of job. Yeah.
And then, mate, in the photo you sent me, one of you hasn't got, like, the tattoo artist potentially got the shakes midway through or something?
Yeah, that was me. So the worst part is that it was stenciled on us as well. So I was like, how do you fuck that up? You know?
Hit the space bar accidentally.
Yeah, he stitched me up royally too, so...
Oh, man, yeah, you can get rid of it pretty easy, Liz.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. That's all my missus was annoyed about too, because I didn't even tell her. I was when I got it.
Yeah.
Home, she's like, you just got stitched up. You look like an idiot. So, yeah. But
maybe that's a mistake Skin made. He did tell his fiance about the Prince Albert. He should have just gone and got it.
Yeah.
I reckon a good surprise for her. She'd like it.
Well, we're soon to find out. I'll definitely let you
know. All reports are she won't, but
just we'll don't see. Tell her when you're getting it.
Yeah, I think that
better to ask for forgiveness and permission.
That's true. Well done, Skin. Well said.
Why is it?
Yeah, and also audio is 100% of video while we're just dropping truth bombs on each other. Alex, you have been magnificent, mate. Obviously, that's a great tattoo. We might try and chuck it up on the story if you're okay with that, just so people know that the odds game should not be meddled with.
Very serious stuff.
Yeah, sounds good.
Awesome, mate. Thank you so much for making your debut on the Week of the Chocolates podcast.
Thank you, boys. You have a good one.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers, mate.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Skin, have you ever been to a press conference or just a conference for work in general?
I haven't, no.
No, neither actually. Cody?
I don't think so.
No. I'm not big confident. I assume you haven't. Mikus.
I have actually, but whatever.
Have you?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
What, wedding cinematographer conference?
I've filmed conferences. I've been to them.
Oh, yeah.
No, that still counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that checks out.
In Bali?
Yeah. No, actually. I haven't been to Bali for a conference. Been
anyway.
Something about you looks different tonight. Is it the hair?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
I reckon anyone that can do that with their hair looks good, because that's something I haven't been able to do ever in life.
It is nice.
The little fold back thing. If you watch it on YouTube, you'll see it. And if you're not watching on YouTube.
Well, if you watch it on YouTube, you might see it. We're unsure about this camera.
Yeah, well, that is true.
No, mine's definitely recording.
The reason I asked about the press conference thing, we got a email from Tom Randon this week, which was a fairly random email.
When you were planning the show, did you pick this email on purpose or was it by Tom Randon?
Anyway,
it's literally the only thing on the whole sheet I've read so far. My eyes just went straight to it.
Yeah. Anyway, Skin, I might get you. I think it actually fell on your side of the email inbox.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, and I actually picked it on purpose. I thought it was very good. He says, "G'day, chaps. Long time listener, first time emailer here. I've wondered if you've ever been made aware of the English football, that's soccer to you, manager Ian Holloway and his phenomenal back catalogue of press conference quotes."
Feels Ian Holloway's dad, isn't it?
I think that's Hathaway.
Oh, right.
Actually related to Stowaway. Yeah.
He ain't no enough. Holloway girl.
That's Hollow Back Girl. I just feel like I have to keep explaining them because they're so like left field. Like, I know what you're doing, but like...
Yeah, but don't explain it. We'll let them work it out themselves. Let them find their own Holloway.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got a Holloway to go to Skin. That's here. Awesome. Come on.
Anyways, Tom continues. His personal favourite from Ian is, "I've had such bad luck at the moment. If I fell in a barrel of boobs, I'd come out sucking my thumb."
See. It's hard to picture a barrel of boobs.
Yeah, it really is. Weird.
Barrel of anything, really.
Just put your hand in a bucket of mud and pull out a turd, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant.
Well, that's not really.
That reminds me of a story of yours we haven't told on the podcast. But
maybe, you may as well tell it.
May as well tell it now.
It's now the time. We were versing you in Bailey's v. Redlands. You were bowling to a certain young man, Bailey Stewart. Great
bloke. Oh, yeah.
Got to the top. What did you do? You gave him a spray of the ball before and said something like, you're so lucky at the moment you could
put your hand in a bucket of shit and pull out a diamond.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
And then walked back to the top of your mark, screamed out Nick at Bailey, ran in like a robot from about 80 meters away on some rogue angle and just bowled this peach and nicked him off. Yeah.
It's amazing. I think we still got the video somewhere.
I was at the dog truck as well. Sorry for it, but I was laughing and scared at the same time.
Skin was belting him everywhere that day.
You were well made 4 off 19. Even before that day, I'm fairly certain.
Who?
Skinny, I reckon.
Yeah, I think he did actually. Yeah.
Then Zandon had a fool out of me. Anyway,
that can happen, skin. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, so some other examples from Ian. Talking about Cristiano Ronaldo, he said he's 6 foot something, fit as a flea, good looking. He's got to have something wrong with him. Hopefully, he's hung like a hamster. That'll make the rest of us feel better.
I got a message from my mate the other day saying, like, you know when people have babies, I don't want to name him because it's probably a bit rogue.
Yeah,
you know when people have babies and like they'll send out the message saying like, yeah, no, no, born at 7:30 a.m. whatever, then weighing this much. And I wrote back saying like, oh, congratulations, mate, that's unreal. And he just wrote back like out of the blue, no context or anything. He just wrote back, thanks, mate, hung like an ant, just like his dad. What would you say?
You can't respond to that, man. You know, just like, that's why you're just looking at your phone, just like.
I just love heart reacted. Yeah.
I don't think you can even do that.
Uh-huh. I hope you're joking.
LOL.
Surely all newborns are like an ant.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I haven't seen that many newborns. Yeah. I can't imagine them.
Anyway.
It'd be weird if they say he's hung like an elephant.
Oh, God.
Anyways, okay, where are a few other examples? I watched Arsenal in the Champions League the other week. The other week playing some of their best football I've ever seen, and they couldn't have scored in a brothel with $2,000 in their pockets. Oh.
See, I mean, I think the reason we couldn't find any audio of these ones is like they're so not politically correct. No, you can't have videos of them anymore. They've all been taken down.
Yep, exactly.
This guy doesn't coach anymore. Where's Dave the Brit? Do you know this bloke?
No, but I know he doesn't coach anymore.
Okay. Thanks,
that Dave. Is quite an oxymoron.
Personally, he doesn't know him.
I don't know him as in he's not my dad, but I do know that he doesn't coach anymore.
Right, okay.
Nice, thanks, Dave.
Okay, then responding to a question about like mandatory penalties or whatever for players taking their shirt off in celebration, he said, I don't see a problem with footballers taking their shirt off after scoring a goal. They enjoy it. The young ladies enjoy it too. Of course, they should probably go watch a different game because all my lads are ugly as soon.
That is genius.
That's refreshing honesty, though.
It's so good. It is so good.
It's so good. We had one like in our part of the world too with the Royce Hunt and Corey Horsburgh incident in the Sharks and Canberra game last week. So have you got the audio there, Lethal?
Why do you keep saying audio? You said that last week.
Yeah, because I was drinking cordial before. So basically.
Cordial, great table.
Wonderful. Anyway.
My mum picks the fruit. Goes to Cody's to make the audio.
That sounds like best.
It's our new jingle.
Cut that up, Dave. That's the slow go game.
That's actually pretty good.
So basically in the Canberra Sharks game, Royce Hutton sort of Corey Horsburgh got into a bit of a scuffle, as you know, front row forwards do, whatever. And basically Royce Hunt sort of came after Corey Horsburgh, and Corey Horsburgh hid behind Jack White, who's a half, he's a 5'8", plays for the Raiders.
Yeah.
In the press the next week, Royce Hunt has come out with the Ricky Stewart line, Lethal, if you've got it.
Well, do you want me to play the original Ricky Stewart
line? Play the original Ricky Stewart one first.
Yeah, this was from last
year. This is from last year in reference to Jamin Salmon. And we spoke about this on the podcast, I'm fairly certain, last week. That'd be weird.
Mm. Unless we were talking about salmon else.
Yeah. Unless we were talking about fishing the other day.
Here you go, Skin.
You know, where Salmon kicked Tommy, he don't own. And I've had history with that kid. I know that kid very well. He was a weak-gutted dog as a kid, and he hasn't changed now. He's a weak-gutted dog person now.
Dog person.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know why and where my mind, it's probably not a great testament to what my mind does, but when he said, I've had history with that kid, I expected the next sentence to be, he's hung like an ant. Just after what we were talking about. I don't know.
What? Just, there is something wrong with you.
Yeah, they're just saying, because not one other person on the planet.
No.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was the original one where he's obviously quite angry and like, I think he ended up getting suspended for that, didn't he?
Now, Ricky's obviously the coach of the Raiders. Now, Royce Hunt, in, I guess, semi-retaliation, has thrown one straight back into a Raiders player his face, figuratively. Yes. Let's go.
Okay.
You think it's that was poor form?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as Ricky Stewart would say, he's a weak-gutted dog, but...
So there you go. He's just throwing it back in there.
Yeah, and the funny thing is Corey Horsburgh scored two tries in that game and then posted on Instagram. We'll get the Instagram up. Maybe. I won't make promises I can't keep.
Glad you said Instagram.
Yeah. What's it called? Facegram. Of basically him holding a little baby with Royce Hunt's face on it saying, good to see daddy scoring two tries on the weekend. So it was very, very good retaliation.
It was excellent. Also, secondarily, what do you think that Royce Hunt's nickname would be?
Mike's brother.
I was thinking it would be Rolls.
No, that's good. I was going to say Mike.
Nice.
But anyway.
It took me a moment. Rolls Royce.
Yeah, no, got it.
With them. Okay, good. I thought that was slightly better in my own head, but Skinner, also you saw another one this week from a press conference.
I've been loving watching Wayne Bennett recently. He's very funny at press conferences. I don't know why I've only just gotten onto it, but got a good chuckle out
of
this
one.
He's
only been around for a little while. I guess.
I think he's 73. Yeah. 73 years.
How long's he been doing this in press conferences for? He just gives donuts.
48 years. Okay.
But we were watching this one together. It's elite. When, this, just to give the context, I've only got the short snippet of what he says, but there was like they were trying to ask him heaps of questions about Felice Kaufusi getting suspended, and he was like, nah, I'm not answering them, Like, I'm here to answer questions about tomorrow night's game because this was before they were about to play the Dolphins. And then there was a media day for the Dolphins the previous day, which Wayne Bennett didn't go to. And this is what the reporter asked.
Look, I'm not talking about judiciary today. I'm not talking about the Broncos. I'm here as a Dolphins coach. You want to ask me something about the Dolphins, I'll give you an answer.
Can you ask why you didn't yesterday? You weren't there yesterday?
Oh, I didn't want to go. Simple as that. I didn't see the point in it. And had better things to do with my time.
He couldn't get any blood to that.
I didn't want to go.
Yeah. I couldn't see the point in it. I've got better things to do with my time. That's fair.
Imagine Wayne Bennett, like, when, you know, when you get invited to those events, so you're like, oh, I really don't want to go, but you're struggling to find an excuse. Yeah. Imagine Wayne Bennett. Like, hey, Wayne, do you want to hang out tonight?
Absolutely not.
What was that? Oh, I just don't really like you.
Okay. Can I quick side note it? So the Battle of Brisbane was on in the week. So the Dolphins versus the Broncos, which is a great game of footy. Like, so they've got the medal for the best player on the field there. So you would think they would call it the Wayne Bennett Medal, right? Because
he's
the
coach both.
He's the inaugural coach of both teams.
Oh, good point.
They call it the Battle Medal. God, they suck.
That's not bad if it was a James Bond film.
Yeah.
Battle Medal.
The Battle Medal.
Yeah, that is strange.
Maybe they had to be just T sounds in the middle. I'm trying to go with some. Well, it's not alliteration if it starts.
Anyway,
with,
keep going.
What is it if it sounds the same in the middle? Anyway, Supercoach update.
Yeah, Supercoach update. Well done. How are you boys going with Supercoach too?
Poorly.
I forgot to put Nathan Cleary back on the field last week.
So. That hurts. He only got 80, so that's fine. Anyway, well done. The Pelicans, coached by Zane, this week's top scorer.
He's fine.
Yeah, very good. And the overall top scorer is the Bunnings Snags by Charles.
All right. Well done. Good on him.
Round four in the books. Really? A sixth of the way through the year, nearly.
Serious?
Yeah, I'm a bit more, a bit less, roughly.
Well.
Don't care. Yeah.
That was clear. Yeah.
But I'm coming. Why? And I'm going well and Supercoach is off.
What an intriguing way to end.
I know you like Supercoach, don't you? Jeez.
Well, I guess it's the right way to end.
Yeah.
Now, back on episode 170, we went through nicknames for workmates. Same episode, I think, that you lost the odds game battle skin, unfortunately.
Yeah, great up.
We read some nicknames that we found hilarious. It turns out that the Rock FM in New Zealand, they also do a segment that's very, very similar to this. In fact, a lot of the same nicknames, as it turns out, from reading the comments. But in addition to those comments, and obviously shout out to Jane Dunk, they got in contact with us and they seem like legends. Mm-hmm. We haven't watched their videos. Well, certainly not all of the editions they've done. We just read some of the comments. We got Charlie to choose the comments on our nicknames video, and we've come up with, I think, 12 that we're going to read out now because, again, we find them hilarious reading them for the first time.
That's fair.
So the first one, broken up. There's four for the lethal to read. And here it was. Worked with a guy as a council worker. He was called Bradman. He never got out of the truck. Never got out. It's good.
Nice.
Come on. Yeah.
Because Brad's got the highest test batting average.
Got it. Yeah. So, like, he rarely got out.
Mm. Yeah. No, I got it.
Actually had 10 not outs in test.
Really?
Hmm.
Is that a lot?
10 not outs in 80 innings. Mm. 1-8, I guess.
Well, thanks for doing that.
His average might have had something to do with, like, all the 200s and 300s he scored as well. But yeah.
Nah, hunted red ink, Brad.
We've seen something similar to this. What was that story? I can't remember what the story was. I think it was the ear thing, but this one. Here's one I saw the other day. My mate used to work with a fella called Keith. He had a missing eye. They all called him Keith.
Right, brilliant. Brilliant.
Keth, elated spirits. No, they wouldn't have called him that, obviously. That's silly, Mikus. Then, what about foreskin disappears when it gets hard? It meaning work. Foreskin. Heavens above. And then heard one the other day, really short. Oh, no, we've been using this recently at cricket. Heard one the other day, really short guy named Tony. Everyone called him Shetland Tony.
So I always go shin thigh with Tony.
Yeah. See, if we, I thought that's what it was when I originally called. There's a guy named Tony that keeps coming to watch us play cricket. Yeah. And we keep calling him No Shins. And he doesn't know who we're talking about. It's like code language. Anyway, who's got the next one?
These are mine. And again, these are all blind as a bat, not just me. This is by a bloke with a lazy eye, was nicknamed Mortgage. Because one eye was fixed and the other was variable.
It is just ridiculous. Who thinks of these?
Shout out to Grant Mitchell. Knew of a supervisor, a nickname, The Mirror, because he was always looking into it. That's what we call Grant Mitchell at the cricket club, The really? Mirror. Yeah.
Oh, because when you tell him.
I'll look into it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
All right. Two stroke takes forever to get started and smokes constantly. And apprentice carpenter, lightning, never strikes the same place twice.
Oh, yeah, that's good as well. The hammer. Can you go and grab some of those left-handed hammers? Anyone ever get you with that?
No, well, I've never worked on a job site in my life.
It's just a story I've heard from someone else.
Yeah, you know me, always on the tools. Yeah.
I mean, back when I used to build stuff.
Anyway.
All righty. This comes in from Angus. Puzzles. Only the most patient have time for him.
That's good.
Nice. There was a guy who lost part of his foot in an accident, so they called him Milky because he lacked toes. Oh.
That's good.
That is excellent.
Yeah. A workmate's wife, Ruth, left him, so we called him Ruthless.
That's great. No, it's heartbreaking.
Terrible.
Obviously, our thoughts and prayers out to him.
Yeah, to Ruth.
Got a fella at work we called Daisies. Some Daisies there, some Daisies there.
Very good.
Okay, it is wonderful to look at what people are asking Google, and for this reason, we play Google Feud as a way of doing this. I do have a jingle, actually.
Yeah, we're playing Google Feud. Come on, choose a category or two. I'm gonna tell you what to do. Yeah, playing it is cool. I will soon tell you all the rules, and you can play along with the crew. Yeah, we're playing Google Feud.
You guys stop singing, okay? Because you guys were originally singing with me.
Yeah.
Which was good. That was Mikus and Skin and Goaty. They were all in the background vocals there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the lead vocals pretty good. Background vocals could have used some work.
Yeah. This is probably the only game I haven't dominated yet thus far.
Okay.
That was the most arrogant statement.
You guys, honestly, you guys need to keep up, honestly.
Right up there.
Logo game last week.
You get
week.
More arrogant oh. late at night, and we started a bit too late tonight, so now it's just like, oh, here I am. I'm a guru of this game. Anyway, well, seems Goaty's obviously already gone at it, so I don't know how to explain it to him, but basically...
No, I said this is the only one I haven't dominated.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, of course. fucking singing.
So basically, I have a phrase here on Google Feud. Works a lot like Family Feud, if you're familiar with that. There's a phrase that sort of starts with whatever, a few words, and then you guys take turns in trying to guess the next word. Whoever has the most common one is awarded that amount of points. How's that gone as an explanation? Doesn't feel great. It did not feel great as an explanation, but I feel like we've got it sorted, have we?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Anyway, Goaty, you'll get to go first, and then everyone will get a crack at going first. And your first sentence is, my dog has... There's been a lot of dogs in this episode. It's a real theme.
Fleas.
Oh, nice, Genghis. My dog has fleas. Dave the Brit, would you be able to score here, please? 3,000 points for Goaty.
I thought it'd be more than that.
Mm.
That's a lot of fleas.
Skin?
My dog has diarrhea.
Oh, can you give me something I can spell?
Right, tap ass.
Yes, skin, well done. Okay. Top answer. Well, no, it's not the top answer. Second top answer with 9,000 points.
Take it. Even if I can't spell it.
Mikus?
Vomited.
Anything to be that. My dog has vomited. I'm struggling to give you anything like that.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
From what I can see. Now, the top answer was, my dog has diarrhea, but is acting fine.
Can you give him an extra 500?
No, you're wrong.
I hate this fucking game.
My dog has diarrhea. That was 9,000. My dog has had diarrhea for 5 days. Oh, 8,000.
Wow.
My dog has bumps under her fur. You got to be specific sometimes.
Yeah, I see.
7,000.
My dog has a slightly larger left foot than right foot.
Yeah, so we called him Clock.
That was 6,000.
No, yeah, that was 6,000 foot. My dog has a runny nose. What the hell?
Better go catch it then.
All right, next one. Skin, you get to go first this time.
All right.
And then we'll work to the left of the dealer. This can't be good.
Oh, no.
I swallowed a...
Oh, no.
I swallowed a... what the frick?
I swallowed a...
This is ludicrous.
Mosquito.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
That's pretty bad.
Nah, genuinely not even close.
Okay, I've got it.
Yeah. Mikus, you go next.
This should be good.
I swallowed a
zucchini flower, Mikus said.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, no, I don't know the answer.
Say a word.
A battery.
No.
Chewing gum.
Oh.
I swallowed a chewing gum. That doesn't even grammatically make sense.
Is chewing gum on there? Fuck.
I swallowed a cherry pit, 10,000 points. I swallowed a fish bone, 9,000. I swallowed a chicken bone, 8,000. I swallowed a fly, 7,000.
Oh.
I swallowed a pill and it feels stuck.
Did he take it in Ibiza? Good song.
I swallowed a cherry seed, a lemon seed, a zin pouch. What's a Z? What's ZYN? That's a Zane misspelt. Who knows? Anyway, let's go to the next round. You guys dominated that
this
one.
This has been good, good. For that.
Does Taco Bell still sell?
I've never been there in my life.
Okay, do you want me to go to that? I can't. Well, you've got to do it.
Well, Taco Bell is... Oh, it's only just open in Australia.
Well, I don't know. Like, so they still tacos.
Okay, I'm writing it.
That's not really what I was going to say. But
I'm going to give you 8,000 points. Does Taco Bell still sell taco salads?
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah. What?
That's exactly what I said, isn't it? Yeah.
No,
that's not what you said.
No, I said taco and I was going to say salad, but you interrupted.
Oh, yeah, so, just got rudely
that's
cut
that's
off.
What I thought, yeah. 8,000. Yeah.
Sweet, and I was going to say, but is fine after my first answer.
Maybe you won't.
Well, that's a great update from you, Skin. Thanks for letting us know. Worried about your front, though.
I don't know. I need a lot to win, don't I? Yeah. Does Taco Bell still sell breakfast?
Oh,
that is nice. No, it is on there, but it's 0 points.
What?
Does Taco Bell still sell breakfast? Is there? But for, I assume you can have 1,000 points. It's the first answer on it. But it's awarded no points.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I award you no points. Oh, my God. Sure.
It's the most popular answer.
That was good. Yeah, that was the same way.
We're always finishing each other's tacos.
Skin, you got anything?
And what's your favorite Mexican food? Another news?
Oh, that was a hint right there.
No.
Burritos.
No. No, I wouldn't say that that's
how
correct,
is that a hint then? The answer's always burritos.
Because the top answer was, does Taco Bell still sell Mexican pizza?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the dumbest game ever.
Yeah, no, I think this game's exiting the rotation.
Pretty sure I won.
Did you? You would have.
What did you get? How many points?
I don't know.
Seven.
Did he win? Skin one.
What? On. How?
Great. It's his birthday. Give him a bloody round.
I've got one answer. It was 9,000 points.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Oh, that's my 8,000.
Nah, yours is only 8,000.
And also, I probably didn't deserve that.
No, definitely not. Consider you said tacos and the actual correct answer was like enchiladas.
I didn't even want to say tacos either.
Oh, well done. Great game. That was excellent.
You say that.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Do you want to play again?
No, that's firm exit. Anyway, we're on to tweet of the week. Or no, you're in for a tweet.
Shit. Sorry, everyone.
Nice work. And because I didn't do it last week, and it's usually my role, I gave you guys two this week. You can pick your best one.
All right. Ready? We'll pick our best one of yours.
Out of my two. All right, ready? Okay. All right, so the first one is a photo of a bloke's leg. He's wearing like camouflage pants. And all it says is, I'm 6'3". I'll enjoy this free exit row upgrade thanks to Ryanair. And Ryanair commented back, 6'3 with no legs. Impressive.
Yes. That's hard to beat.
Because that is good. That actually reminds me of when me and Cody went shopping the other day and we bloody went to try and buy some camouflage pants. Mm. Couldn't find any.
Yeah, of course.
Skin?
Nothing.
Oh, good. Excellent. Anyway, another one.
Do you get it, Migas?
Yeah, I get it. It was literally just the same thing.
That was the same joke, but better time.
No, but we incorporated it into a true story. Like, we didn't actually go shopping.
Yeah, it reminds me of the old joke.
True story, but we didn't go shopping.
So it was one of those true stories that didn't happen.
And in other news, police, someone has put a status up on Facebook, police measuring speed in a van, again, on the top of Green Hill Road, 30 mile an hour speed limit. Be aware. Tracy Chapman. You are aware you can actually get fined for forewarning other drivers of this. Donna Pearson. Yeah, but you got a fast car. Tracy Chapman. You
know, wait, fast. What's her name? Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, that wins.
You said that was hard to beat, but I think that actually beats it.
Oh, that wins.
That's very good.
What was it? What was the person's name that wrote that last bit?
Donna Pearson or Scott.
Yeah.
It made Willy me think sister. Of skin straight away. Willie's sister, Donna. Donna Pearson.
And that was your
intro for a tweet. Nicely done. Rightio, that's another episode of the Week of the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew and get around us on the socials or at the website.
Yep, the website's wegotthechocolates.com.au. Head to our little contact us page and you can leave us a voice recording if you want to hear yourself on a future ep or just a written note if you've got something to say. Socials, obviously, most of them really, but we're trying to get people to our YouTube channel. If you could head over there, it should just be We Got the Chocolates.
Absolutely, man. Keep our ratings and reviews flying on the place where you listen to your podcast.
Yes.
That was good. So I didn't.
That was nice. You condensed it.
Yeah, I did.
That was good.
Condensed milked it.
That's really great. You made it more succinct and then we spent 30 seconds talking about it. Perfect.
Condensed it by making it longer. Remember, if you're out there having a laugh with your mates this week, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's stumped.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.